sanitary sewer district, which is a little bit ironic since Russ just came in and started the process to deal with the woods on Herring Creek. And oh, by the way, we dealt with this about 7 years ago with Holt's Landing. You recall in the late 1990s, we went in and constructed a regional pump station in the Force Main. We were able to take the wastewater treatment plant offline. In that case, the collection system was not in very good condition. And since Holt's Landing came online in about 2000, we've been upgrading the collection and transmission system that existed and served the various homes. Most recently, we had awarded a contract to a small construction company from Pennsylvania, Johnston Construction Corporation, and they basically were upgrading to reasonably small pumping stations that we've numbered 251 and 252.
Michael, who is the utility company?
Utility Systems, Inc.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that name. Anyway, the total contract, original contract amount was $217,554. We have a balancing change order, which is a credit in the amount of $870. That's offset slightly by, we do need to increase their contract time by 49 days, and that would establish a date of substantial completion of June 23rd, 2006. And if there are any questions, I have a motion I can read. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants, Whitman, Reckwart & Associates, and the engineering department, that the Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective June 23, 2006 to Johnston Construction Corporation for Sussex County Project Number 05-03, Bay Colony and Fairway Villas Pumping Stations, 251 and 252 improvements. And further, that balancing change order number one be approved in the credit amount of $870, thereby decreasing the contract amount from $217,554 to $216,684, and increasing the contract time by 49 days, and that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Gentlemen, you heard the major motion.
Move.
Mr. Duke, second by?
Second.
Mr. Phillips, approve the motion on the balancing change order substantial completion. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote is yes.
Okay.
Number two.
I have a handout on the second one.
Okay, the next item on my agenda concerns the selection of a consultant to perform work related to the capital building projects that are projected to occur over the next 5 years. This would incur an approximate 15,000 square foot addition to the South Coastal Library, the proposed 40,000 square foot administrative office annex, the completion
and record retention.
And yes, I should mention with record retention facilities included. The completion of the second story of the Milton Library and the construction of a new Greenwood Library. We advertised a RFP in June of this year, and we received responses from 16 firms that were interested in the work. We go through the consultant selection procedure, the professional services selection, as is outlined by the Delaware State Code. We also have our internal policy, our internal Sussex County policy that outlines the exact steps that need to be taken. From the list of 16, we shortlisted that list down to five firms that were interviewed. From our past experience dealing with architects, We felt pretty strongly that we wanted a firm that had both architects and engineers under one roof. We also preferred a firm with Delaware roots, and along that line, four of the five firms that we interviewed have offices that are located within 1 hour of Georgetown. I provided you a handout of the five firms that were interviewed. The firm that received the highest score was Studio Jade of Wilmington, Delaware. I should mention they also have an office in Dover. And to that end, the project architect that would be assigned to these projects will work out of Dover. The five members of the selection team were Carol Fitzgerald, our county librarian, Julie Cooper, who is a project engineer within the engineering department, Russell Archett, the assistant county engineer, myself, and Andrea Wall, who is our contracts administrator. So we had an accountant, three engineers, and a librarian involved in the selection. I would say going through the process, all the firms were well qualified. We felt perhaps that the top three, which were Rubling, Studio Jade, and Tetra Tech, maybe set themselves apart. I did want to mention one of the things that we did differently that we've done from selections in the past when we established the consultant interview process. Instead of sitting there and listening to a commercial about how great the various firms were, we actually assigned them a homework problem to do. In particular, we provided them with an AutoCAD drawing of the South Coastal Library. And if you look at the package that I give you, and I probably have them in reverse order, you should probably refer to the last sheet. That shows the existing layout of the South Coastal Library. One of the things that has always been a problem because of the confined site, the vehicle access into the library and exiting the library is rather tight. Also, the way that the library is now being used, there's a lot of walk-up traffic and a lot of bicycle traffic to the library. And one of the situations, again, with the tight vehicle access, it makes it rather difficult for that pedestrian bicycle traffic to access the library. If you look at the second sheet, that would be Studio Jade's recommendation of an alternative alignment that would allow for the expansion of the library and would also allow for increased pedestrian and bicycle traffic and also better use of the library. Instead of having it front on Kent Avenue, the way they were proposing it, it kind of turns and allows better access from the parking area and more walking space. Now, this is not necessarily the design that we would follow, but going through the interview process, we felt like they provided the best solution to how to expand the South Coastal Library. Although, again, there were several firms that were well qualified.
So they're going to do all the contract, basically all the design, all the buildings.
They are set up, you know, if the selection is approved, then we would negotiate a contract with them, whatever project we are directed to do first. Right now, we have funding in place to do the design of the South Coastal Library, and then we would also have to, you know, talk with administration to see how they want to approach the other county building project, what would be the proposed time frame for that.
How long have they been in business?
They've been around for a long time. They originally existed only as Jade Consultants, and they had more of an engineering slant at that time. In about 2000, they kind of connected with another firm and became Studio Jade. I guess they had the architecture in 2000. They now do both. I think they probably more direct themselves more towards the architecture end, but they've been around for a while. I'd have to look back through the book to give you the exact date and when they were incorporated in Delaware.
Okay. How many employees they have?
They have 32, and the bulk of their work is directed towards municipal work. They've just finished two libraries in New Castle County. They worked on the Seaford School District. They worked in the Red Clay School District. So they mainly aim towards municipal type work, kind of similar to what we're proposing.
But they have all kinds of engineers and everybody on their staff?
They have electrical engineers, they have civil engineer, and they have a mechanical engineer, all on staff. They do not have a structural engineer on staff. But most of the firms that we interviewed did not have a structural engineer, if not all the firms that we interviewed. Most of them sub out the structural engineering to other firms. And that's kind of nuts and bolts work anyway. That's pretty straightforward. We have had problems with electrical engineering and mechanical engineering being performed out of house on previous county building projects.
Mike, what's the advantage of having a contract with them and then getting them to do everything that we do in the next 5 years or whatever period of time you're going to use this, run this through? I mean, is there an advantage?
Well, I think there is some advantage in that you have a firm come in and go through the contracting process with us, understand how we would like to have our specifications set up. We learn how to do that. Yeah, the first time out, there's probably going to be a few mistakes, but like most things in life, when you do it a second and third time, you make improvements. Again, if we do this first project with them and we're not satisfied with the quality of the work, we have the ability to go to the next firm on the list and attempt to negotiate with them. Or we can go back out and advertise again. We're not locked into a five-year period. What this does allow us to do, if we do like the work and we are able to, you know, have a productive relationship, we are able to continue to work with them for 5 years.
But you have to negotiate each contract each project separately.
That's correct.
Okay. I've been here, and I don't like the process. I think the process really stinks that you can't talk about price before you talk about the contractor. You select them because of some reason that you conjure up, you know, and I'm not saying you conjured up a reason, but I'm saying, you know what I'm saying.
I've been through it. I would much prefer a different selection process than we go through.
It's terrible, but that's what the state law makes us do, and it's not fair. I don't like it. It's, you can't talk about price, so you don't know if you're getting the best one or not. But a state law, so we have to do it.
I will tell you, we did request the various rates for all the consulting firms. You know, what an engineer would charge on an hourly basis, for example, what an architect would charge. But again, that doesn't give you the full picture and doesn't, you know, I really won't have a full picture until they give me an exact proposal for that first scope of work.
Wait, we gotta work.
Again, if they're,
and like you said, as Mr. Duke said, we're gonna probably do South Coastal first because we have the funding in place. If we make out pretty good, everybody's comfortable, then we'll move on to the next phase. If we don't, then we'll shuck them and keep moving. Is it basically?
That's correct.
Mr. Diddle.
And one of the things this council's going to have to resolve after November 1st is, where are you going to build it? And you're going to have to come to a resolution on that.
Build what?
The administrative annex and record retention center.
Okay, I thought we were talking about South Coastal.
No,
first.
South Coastal and Greenwood are pretty much set.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think Mr. Godman's working on that. I mean, he's still looking at sites.
I don't think it's Mr. Godwin's choice, and I think sooner or later this council's going to have to come to resolution, because I don't think there's a consensus of this council that they're moving out of Georgetown.
I don't think what we've looked at, we're moving out of Georgetown.
Right.
I mean, all Mr. Godman's doing is just getting sites that are available and bringing them back to the council. I mean, we will make that decision.
Right. That
might be putting a retention thing back where we thought it was going to go the first go around, Mike.
I've looked at a lot of different sites over the course of these projects.
Go back to the airport and start doing
I've been out to the airport.
Far as they'll be.
Okay, gentlemen.
Okay, yeah.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the consultant selection team that Studio Jade of Wilmington, Delaware be selected to provide engineering and architectural services for building projects for a 5-year period effective this date.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second by.
What are we doing now? Oh, yeah, I'll second that one.
Second, Mr. Cole. Yeah. Approve the consultant selection for architectural projects for the next 60 months. But we do, this is basically just giving engineering the ability to move forward, and if they don't like them, they can go to the second one.
Right.
Each price has to be negotiated.
That's correct.
Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Good evening. I also have two items. Both of them are related to our runway 1028 reconstruction project, which is our Crosswind runway project at the airport. Both of them are covered by